Welcome. Demetra Nightingale is with us today. She's the Chief Evaluation Officer at the U.S. Department of Labor. The goals of her office include helping coordinate evaluation resources across the 17 agencies that make up the Department of Labor and to ensure that evaluation resources are used well and focused on important issues. For public leaders at the federal, state, or local levels who want to strengthen their department's evaluation capacity, having a Chief Evaluation Officer can be an important step in doing that. So we're glad to have her with us to share her insights with us. Demetra, welcome.
Thank you, Andy.
Tell us more about how you describe your role as Chief Evaluation Officer.
So the role of the Chief Evaluation Officer, as you said, is really to coordinate, to promote, to encourage, to build the capacity of evaluation and understanding of evaluation throughout the department. And I do that in a number of different ways. We do have some dedicated funding that has been appropriated by Congress. And then we have a set-aside authority where the Secretary can set aside up to 0.5% of operating funds for evaluation, which then, once set aside, gets transferred into my budget, which increases the resources that are centrally available for evaluation. Many of the agencies also have their own separate evaluation funds, either because a particular legislation included evaluation funding, or that they had included it in their budget and it was approved. So there is evaluation and research going on in the agencies. So my role is not to direct and centrally control all evaluations, but it is to sort of encourage evaluation, not only any evaluation, but good evaluation. So right now we have about 50 studies underway, and we have 40 more planned for this year. And we work with all of the agencies to come up with what kinds of evaluations we're going to do.
I know you've mentioned that an important aspect of your job relates to organizational culture change around learning and evaluation. Tell us more about that.
A big part of what I came here to do is to institutionalize a culture of evaluation throughout the department, which involves understanding and making clear to agency administrators, many of whom are not used to evaluation. Their passion is to run their programs. They have their mission clearly stated, and their mission is not evaluation necessarily. And so my job is to make the evaluation as relevant and as useful as possible to the agencies, and working closely with the agencies to gain their trust, because there have been times and there are places in government, both at the national level and in the field, where administrators may be resistant to evaluation, either because they have received negative findings from evaluation, or they feel that evaluators and the researchers who do evaluation require a lot of hand-holding and a lot of time to explain their programs. And you need to make evaluation as easy as possible for the agency so that it doesn't interrupt what they're doing, but they can see that there's some value to what they're doing. So it's every single day, it's a balance of pushing high quality research, but also maintaining the credibility and the respect of the agencies that we're working with.
At the Department of Labor, each operating bureau, each agency in other words, is required to have a learning agenda. Tell us what a learning agenda is and why it's useful.
Okay, learning agendas are an important internal planning tool that was developed by the department before I came here under my predecessor, Gene Grossman. Each agency in 2011, I think, developed what they called a five-year learning agenda. But the learning agenda gets updated every year. And what's in the learning agenda is sort of some priority questions, priority studies that the agencies would like to have done, themes for evaluation and analysis that might be needed. Usually it includes not just the textbook kinds of random control trial impact evaluations with random assignment or non-experimental analysis, but also some basic analysis and research that might have to be done, some performance analysis looking at factors that are associated with performance outcomes. And the learning agendas have become an important tool for both setting some priorities for different studies, for conceptualizing some studies that need to be done. In some cases, Congress has required certain evaluations as part of legislative development. We incorporate those into the learning agendas as well.
And you've seen the learning agendas be valued by the operating bureaus.
It's very interesting because when I got here the first year, the learning agendas were being done. Some were better than others. After about a year, several of the agencies started including the learning agendas in their annual operating plans. They're not required to do that, but they are doing it. So little by little, the learning agendas are becoming as useful or as integrated into their agencies as the operating plans, which lays out sort of their performance goals for the year. That's nice.
Related to the learning agendas, Demetra, I know that one of the points that you've emphasized is the importance of framing evaluation as a way to improve programs and not just an up or down vote in terms of whether something works or not.
Right. Everything in the learning agenda, and we hope in evaluation, is primarily focused on improvement, performance improvement, not an up or down vote. There was a time before this administration when the performance system really was sort of viewed as sort of an up or down vote on particular programs. And so there's a little bit of skittishness about evaluation, and we try to move away from that and look at performance improvement instead. Mm-hmm. So that's one way we try to move forward, is to tie it to sort of learning and improvement.
In terms of framing evaluation as a tool for program improvement, I know that one technique that you've emphasized is what's called differential treatment. In other words, testing whether some approaches within the program work better than others.
Right. And for administrators who have only limited or little experience with evaluation, if you push too hard on a treatment, no treatment, random assignment, which is the strongest kind of an experimental design you can do, it is a little frightening to them. Instead, for some of the agencies, we primarily are conducting differential treatment, planned variations, to see if a particular strategy or a particular approach conducted one way works better than another way. So we are doing both treatment, no treatment designs with random control, but we're also doing random assignment planned variations to help improve knowledge about which strategies work best.
I know you've also worked to better connect program evaluation efforts on the one hand with performance management efforts on the other. I think it's fair to say that in some agencies, experts in evaluation don't always work closely with experts in performance measurement. It can be somewhat siloed offices, for example. You and the Department of Labor have worked to find synergies between these two analytical approaches. Can you give us an example?
Okay. For example, when the Deputy Secretary has the quarterly performance meetings with each of the agencies, I sit in on every quarterly management meeting. And usually, almost every meeting, there is some discussion of evaluations that are underway. In some cases, some of the performance measures that agencies are either proposing or they have already established, they may need a little bit more information to know whether those are the correct performance measures. How do you add outcome measures to the output measures that they may have? And in doing that, it sort of identifies additional future studies that we might be able to do that tie right into the performance management system.
I'd like to end, Demetra, by focusing a little bit more broadly now. For those listening to this interview, I'm hoping that it will spark your interest in having a chief evaluation officer role in your department if you don't have one. That said, this is not just a position that you can plop into a department and suddenly have it be useful. Am I right, Demetra, that you need to build relationships both vertically and horizontally? Vertically, being tied closely enough to leadership that you can know how to best focus evaluation resources on questions that are important to department leaders. Horizontally, in terms of gaining operating bureaus trust that the services that you and your office provide are useful to them. And you also need a degree of independence to have a level of credibility that comes with that. So to sum up, this is not easy work.
It's a challenge every day, and that is my priority every day. This year, we have posted on our website a departmental evaluation policy statement that lays out sort of the principles that guide the department's approach to evaluation, which includes rigor, doing the best evaluations possible, also includes independence. So I am a political appointee, but I am also sort of an academic researcher and evaluator, and there is total support from the secretary and the leadership to understand that having this honest broker, independent from political influence, is important for credibility of the evaluations. So this department has totally supported sort of the independence as well as the rigor. The other key principle is relevance, that it's not just evaluation for the sake of evaluation, it's evaluation for helping agencies see how to improve what they're doing. So the topics are relevant, the priorities are set by the agencies as well as by the administration, and you make it relevant by making the findings as useful as possible. The support at the top is very important, because if you don't have the support at the top, it's very likely that you're going to lose the ability to know what the priority issues are. You need the horizontal commitment and relevance and respect in order for the agencies to see that there is value. Just as I said that the learning agendas are now appearing in operating plans, we also have more and more people coming to us asking for help on analytic issues, on evaluations. So they're initiating the discussions, and it's not always us initiating the discussions with them. So I think we're having an effect on institutionalizing evaluation.
We'll end this portion of the interview here, but the conversation will continue. I'm going to ask Demetra to describe the new data analytics unit that's been recently formed in the Chief Evaluation Office, and I'll post her answer to the blog. But for now, Demetra, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for sharing your insights with us on the blog today.
Very welcome, Andy. Come back anytime.